Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll join our outstanding community by subscribing to our newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead, and our blog. That's another way you can officially join our community. And all you got to do is just subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything. It's all free. You can subscribe to the newsletter and the blog, or you can just come get the blog. It's right there on the homepage. And when I say join our community, if you're listening right now, well, I got news for you, folks. You've already joined our community. You know, we latch on to you. We're glad you're here, and that's all you got to do to really join our community. But if you want to make it official, you can give us your email address and or tell us how you'd like for us to send you the blog, and that makes it kind of official. Beverly Williams is an official member of our community. As one of the longest-term members of our Brain Trust, she is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. But that's not the big news. The most important part is she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you. It just always make me feel so good with that introduction.
Well, that's my goal. That's
okay.
My goal. It's my goal in life, Beverly, to make you happy.
Make me happy.
Yeah,
that's
it.
I thought that was my husband's job, but, you know.
he said he needed a little bit of help. He said this is not a one-man job, Beverly. Not to insinuate that you're high maintenance or anything like that, Beverly.
Okay.
You set yourself up for that one.
I did. I really did. I should have known better.
Well, we practiced. John and I practiced these things, Beverly.
Yes, I know.
So we're talking about, I was just saying to the audience before you got here, about your marketing on a shoestring program, and small business owners have two problems. Number one, they don't know much about marketing. Most of us don't. And number two, we don't have a lot of money to experiment with marketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we really got to squeeze that turnip and get all the blood we can out of that turnip as much as we can. And that's what you're here to talk to us about.
That's right.
And we've talked about a few of these things in our series before. What are some of the next things that we can do to get our message out there, to penetrate the marketplace without spending a whole lot of money?
Well, there's a number of things that you can do that really cost you virtually nothing, and that is things that make yourself visible to the community, getting involved in the community, volunteering to do things within the community, and do things that really and truly are part of your heart, things that you believe in, things that you know benefit the community at large or the community at small, wherever you live, and do those things. It will make you feel better. It will get you away from things for a while. If it happens to work into what you do for a business, that's even better.
Do you think some small business owners, some home-based business owners, have a hard time in the beginning getting into that sort of thing because it doesn't seem to have an immediate ROI, immediate return on investment?
Absolutely.
Not that their hearts couldn't be in it, but they're thinking about, I need to sell something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some of the things you talk about aren't about saying, will you buy something from me?
Right. You're absolutely right. But sometimes that's the better way to get the business. I can't tell you how many times I have been involved in some project, some volunteer group or thing that I've been doing, and somebody says, so, Bev, what do you do? And particularly when I was in the desktop publishing business, and that was, a few years ago when it wasn't a buzzword, and people didn't know what that was, and I said, I'm a desktop publisher. And they'd start asking me questions about it, and the next thing I'd know, they'd be saying, I work for a company that does, and I think we could use your services.
That was back when they asked you the same question twice, right?
Yes, exactly.
What do you do? Desktop publishing. What do you do?
Yeah, what is that? So tell me about that one. It just, because we were in an environment that wasn't normally a, I'm going to sell you my product or service that I do as a business, people were much more open to asking questions, and it got them thinking about how they could use my service. Here we were doing the same thing. I was doing a habitat project one time on a Saturday day during the middle of the year, and my husband and I were there pounding away with nails, and we started talking with a group of people. I got a job out of it because somebody who was there for the same reason I was, believing in a project, spending some time doing something, asked me about my business, and because they worked someplace where they could use my services, we connected.
Well, you know, the thing about marketing is about getting your brand and your image, your logo, your message, your tagline, your brand promise, whatever it is, it's about getting that out in front of people, in front of their eyes.
Right.
When you're home-based and you're a fairly new business, especially if you're a fairly new business, all those things that I just mentioned are you, and what you look like, who you are, what you say, how you say it. I mean, you're it.
That's
and
right.
So if we're gonna do this, you're the billboard. Mm-hmm. So we got to get that billboard out where there's traffic.
Right, and maybe for some people it's literally standing on the corner with this, you know, sandwich board on you, but I doubt it. You know, it does create, and those are some things that you can do. It, you know, that type of thing may be over the top for most people, but if your business is the type that would fit, then do that. The idea behind this marketing on a shoestring budget is not only the low-cost or no-cost marketing ideas for your business, but it builds community awareness and goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot, a great deal to people.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to recommend as a volunteer, and you and I've talked about this before, Beverly, is if you don't know where to go, start with the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Join the Chamber of Commerce and tell the leadership there, tell the president of that chamber, who's the paid professional, that you know, you got a new business and you think that one of the best ways to meet other business people is to go where those people are. What can I do? And I'll tell you what they'll do. The cool thing about it, Beverly, is they'll actually whip out a list that says, here are some committees. Which one do you think fits you the best?
Right. Exactly.
You get to choose. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Beverly Williams. We're going to talk some more about how to market your small business, your home-based business, on a shoestring budget. Stay with us. Little Steely Dan for you there.
This is your big day.
Great band. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. And Beverly Williams is our guest. And Beverly is the co-author, along with our other good friend, Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. And if you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book. That's just all there is to it. Beverly, tell us how they can get it.
Well, they can buy it at any bookstore, or they can get it through my website at www.beverlywilliams.com.
If they buy it from your website, will you autograph it for them?
You betcha I will.
That's worth the extra trouble, folks, because in 100 years, that autograph's going to be worth 30, 40 cents easy. So check that out.
Want to buy you a cup of coffee. Before we go on, I wanted to go back to the chamber bit for a minute, because you know how I feel about chambers.
Me too.
And that is that if you're just starting up, you put the cost of your chamber membership into your startup cost, and you join.
Baby, pardon me. I hate to be picky.
Okay.
But I want you to call it an investment, because that's really what it is.
That's fine. Yep.
It's not cost. It's not an expense. It's an investment.
Well, but the nitty-gritty is it's money out of your pocket right now at a time when you might not feel you can afford it. And what I say, and I know you agree with me, is that you can't afford not to.
That's right.
Because even if you are still trying to get your business off the ground, that's where you're going to get a lot of help. The support system from other members, from the staff there at the chamber, are just invaluable.
It will make you feel like you found another home.
That's right.
If you're not a member of your chamber, if you're in business and you're not a member of your chamber of commerce, I want to know why.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I have people say to me, well, I don't have time. And I again say, I don't think you can afford not to be a member of your chamber. I know you can't afford not to be a member of your chamber. Even if you don't make the time, and I think that that's another mistake. We can talk about it another time. But what you will get for your investment will just be invaluable. Getting known in the community, volunteering at the chamber, which does rely on a lot of volunteerism to keep that organization going.
It can't work without volunteers.
That's right.
But, go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of the things that I suggest you do, like creating an event and writing an article and getting involved in giving an award, all those things the chamber's already doing, or a lot of chambers are doing, and you can sort of grab onto the coattails and ride along and get some help with that. But even if they're not, maybe this is something that you could help that chamber create, a new event which will get more visibility for the chamber and you for being out there doing this.
It's going to cost you anywhere from $100 to $200 or so for a tiny company, a little small business, or a home-based business to join the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And what you got to think about, I think, Beverly, is not if the person you meet is going to be a prospect for you. They might be, but that's not really important, because I was just thinking as you were talking about all the times that I've met people who I found out were in a certain kind of business,
mm-hmm.
and I found out they were a small, you know, really small business,
mm-hmm.
and sometime in the next week or two or three or four, somebody would say to me, they'd call me up and say, Jim, do you know anybody who does this?
Right. Yep.
And I say, wait a minute, I just met somebody, mm-hmm. seemed like a sharp kid, they just joined the chamber, let me find their card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd pull out their card, or I'd call the chamber and say, what was that person's name if I didn't find it or whatever?
Right.
And I would pass that person along. And
mm-hmm.
and so what happens is I became their billboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were their billboard for me. Then I became what Ben McConnell calls customer evangelist.
Right.
Yep. I'm out there making, because I'm trying to just, that's what small business owners do, isn't it, Beverly? We help each other out.
You betcha.
Somebody calls you about something, you're trying to help two businesses, basically, mm-hmm. with one phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yours and theirs.
Yep, and especially, and there's something about the esprit de corps that the chamber weaves into these relationships that makes it special, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes, it really is. I think you mentioned, this is your other home. It truly does feel like a friendly, safe place to go and say, man, my business has really been down in the pits lately, and I don't know what to do. And before you know it, somebody else is saying, you know, I've had the same problem in the past, and here's what we did. And, you know, let's go talk to Charlie, because he had a really good idea when I was struggling with
mm-hmm.
it. You know, you just feel like somebody has lifted you up and supported you. And that is part of being involved with the chamber. But it's the volunteerism, and that's
the key. That's the key to it. It's not just becoming a member.
No.
Although you got to do that first, and then mm-hmm. you want to attend the events, the mixers, and things like that they have. But get involved, because the chamber, it's not what the chamber can do for you, but what you can do for the chamber.
That's exactly right.
And when you do that, it comes back to you, doesn't it?
Yes, very much so. If you're already up on that ladder, you're willing to reach down and help somebody else climb the next rung. That's the chamber. And it's small business, that's home-based business owners. I think we're so much more aware as home-based business owners the need to help others in small business particularly, but home-based business even more so, and more than willing to help do that. And the place to get together is the chamber.
And they'll have some jobs that you can do that you will like, and that means it won't feel like work. It'll feel like fun. Right. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
And the 30-second commute can be found right there, and if you ask her, she'll autograph it for you. Hey,
yes,
thanks,
sir.
Beverly. See you next time.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. Right back with another pretty cool guy, Sam Norwood, right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.